Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. We got McKeon and Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Mike McCann will have another update here in about 27 minutes. I do want to pick up where Jody Mack left off in this coronavirus conversation when it comes to sports. And I get the politics, and it's a political year, and my God, everybody just lines up on one side of the aisle. I really don't want to go into the politics because I think politics in America are at a low point in the history of this country. And I'm talking both sides of the aisle. I mean, think about a week ago when Garth Brooks was playing in Detroit. He wore a Barry Sanders jersey, Ford Field, where, you know, Barry, the Lions now play, but Barry was playing at the Pontiac Silverdome. And you had Garth Brooks fans and Donald Trump fans ripping Garth Brooks for wearing what they thought was a Bernie Sanders in 2020 jersey. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. And now this coronavirus has become another political hot potato. And then we got people, a poll showed that 38% of people are concerned about drinking Corona beer because of the coronavirus. So let me just get this straight. In the week that was in the United States of America, that Garth Brooks, because he wants to salute a guy that he knew from his days in Oklahoma when he was playing honky-tonk bars in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Barry's from Oklahoma State and played in Detroit, and he's got 70,000 people at Ford Field, and he wears a Barry Sanders jersey. And the next thing you know, it's a political conversation with people just piling on Garth Brooks that he was wearing a Bernie Sanders football jersey. Have you ever looked at Bernie Sanders and said, you know what, I bet he was a hell of a running back back in the day? Have you? Gosh. And then the coronavirus, which is a serious issue. I won't debate that. But somehow Corona beer? Have we become the dumbest country on earth? My Lord. How much longer before Tony Romo and his $17 million a year contract with CBS Television is connected to his endorsement of Corona beer? And he's not going to be allowed inside stadiums. This is almost laughable. I just shake my head. Now, again, I'm not the smartest guy on the block on everything. But I'm pretty well-versed, and I have what I think are solid opinions. I don't ask you to agree with everything I say. When you have an opinion, it's an opinion. You're not declaring that everybody must follow what I say, or you can't listen. No. But just think of that. You know, Garth Brooks, you know, when the thunder rolls. Thank you. I want to thank Bernie Sanders. So his number 20 jersey, people thought 2020 for president. Oh, my gosh. You know, and the coronavirus, like I said, is a serious issue. And the debate about the Olympics in Japan, and Japan's not allowing fans in for baseball exhibition, their preseason, whatever they call it in Japan. Soccer's postponing matches. Kids aren't going to school for a month. I get it. You don't want an epidemic. I get you're being cautious. So this conversation that started in the last week about the Olympics happening, hey, if we get to what they say is a month out, whatever the drop dead date is, okay? And you got to, and one of his callers said what I was thinking when Jody was talking about it, that you just postpone the Olympics for a year. Everybody who qualified is still in. The teams stay intact. And you use the same dates 1 year later. And instead of every 4 years, you'll have that Olympics 3 years after 2021. It's simple. It's simple. Oh, now here's politics and, you know, are, you know, the U.S. going to send their athletes into a death trap? You know, a political year. You know how it works, right? We all know how political years work in America. It's insane. It's just easy. If there is a legitimate threat of people dying, you don't have the Olympics. You just don't bail on them. You take a year off. That's it. Take a year off. You know, I got a letter from my kid's school district about their coronavirus preparation. I appreciate that. But I'm looking at this coronavirus, and unfortunately, close to 3,000 people have died worldwide. I think the first death in the U.S. was just reported in the state of Washington. The flu. 291,000 to 646,000 people die worldwide from the flu. 12,000 to 61 deaths in the U.S. per year from the flu. 12,000 to 61,000 people die because of the flu in the U.S. every year. I'm not going to start lining up diseases. I'm not going to have a disease power poll. But I think common sense is a lost art. Yeah, this flu's been horrible this winter. I fought through it for 10 days. I'm not lying. It was the worst I've ever felt. I think I had that norovirus about 6 years ago, and that was, oh my Lord. It was horrible. I got sick down in Florida on vacation, you know, Christmas break. Me and two of my children, it was brutal. It was just horrible. But this flu I just had probably 10 days ago, oh my gosh. It was incredible. And it was tough to shake. I think I just shook it completely in the last 3 or 4 days. And my kid's school said last week, you know, half the school's out. Some school districts will shut down because of the flu. You know, now we have politicians and they're organizing committees on the coronavirus. Man, I'm looking at 12,000 to 61,000 people who die in the U.S. per year because of the flu. I didn't know that. But as I was sitting here listening to Jody Mack, in the world of sports, when you look at Italy, they're playing some soccer matches with no spectators. They've canceled some big-time soccer matches over in Italy. A lot of places in Asia aren't even playing soccer. Like I said, the fans, no one's allowed in for exhibition baseball. Japan shut down their schools, I think, just to give it a month and see if they can come up with something where it doesn't spread like wildfire, which I'm all for that. So if you have an issue in May, and it's growing in Japan, you postpone the Olympics for a year. I don't think you unless, you know, a year later, this is near the apocalypse because of this, because that's the way it's sounding. I'm not lying. You know, I look at the facts from a credible source, John Hopkins University, in terms of similarities of the coronavirus and the flu. Okay? And when you start lining up the numbers, and you look at the facts here, if you want to sound the alarm, it should be about the damn flu. 12,000 to 61,000 people die per year because of the flu. And like I said, I want you to know that I'm not sitting here and trying to downplay the coronavirus. It's okay to drink Corona beer. It's okay to go to Corona, California. I get being prepared and getting out in front of something. I can't forecast tomorrow, next week, next month, or a year or 10 years from now. I don't have that power. I just deliver sports opinions and try and be a good dad. That's how I roll. So you post, they have all the facilities. You postpone the Olympics for a year. If we get to that point in end of April, early May, and the teams just don't go to Tokyo, TV can bump it to the next summer, you know, NBC, whoever has the rights, and you move on. You know, and I understand that they're talking about, you know, public gatherings in the U.S. may have to be curtailed, only, you know, necessary employees at work. And I'm looking at the flu right now, what I had, what others have had, and what the flu does to people worldwide and here in this country. And that's a much bigger issue. So I would like the first question of the night to the audience, and McKeon and Grillo are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. What do you do with sporting events, okay? What do you do? And whether it's the Olympics, you get the soccer world and the World Cup qualifiers and pro leagues and anything with big fan bases and large numbers of people in stadiums. I want to know what you think. You just heard my opening huge opinion. So that'll be our first huge question of the day. You can join in. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. McKeon and Grillo are producing back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. McKeon will have an update here in about 9 minutes. First huge question of the night, off the end of the Jody Mack show right before mine tonight. Conversation about the Olympics in Japan, if this coronavirus continues to spread, it's a no-brainer to postpone it for a year. Not cancel it, not wipe it clean. You don't have to readjust the Olympic schedule. You postpone it for a year, and then 3 years later, you have your next Olympics. I mean, it's an event that happens every 4 years. And if Tokyo has all the infrastructure in place and this coronavirus finds a vaccine, cure, whatever it is, between now and a year from now, then I'm cool with it. I mean, I get being safe, precautions. And then you wait until that, you know, another month? and you just postpone it. And but you got people who have made travel plans, and I get all that. And but also, you know, this coronavirus with the social networks, with misinformation, with what's real, with that comparison that I laid out from the Johns Hopkins University comparison between the coronavirus and flu. It's staggering when you look at the impact of the flu. And it's affecting the sports world. I mean, you can go, you know, Italy, soccer matches, all across Asia. Hasn't really affected anything in sports in this country. But when I open up my email on Friday and my kids' school district has their coronavirus preparation and a list of things we should do, I'm like, am I missing something? And that's when I start, you know, looking at facts. Not reading a Facebook or Twitter timeline. I start looking towards the medical community, and it's easy at your fingertips to get facts. And if there is an epidemic, sports, you don't need to play the games. It's simple and easy. So I'll take your feedback on the Tokyo Olympics in Japan coming up this summer. Do you agree you wait till a month out and you decide and you postpone it for a year? It's my idea. I want your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go on to the audience. Appreciate the people hanging around. Richard in Dallas listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, man, good to hear from you. I just I wanted to say that, number one, your points are great about, you know, understanding that there's not an epidemic-level event at this point, but I am in the medical community, and if anything, this is what you were saying about facts and things that the people really need to understand is that there is a huge clarification between the flu and the coronavirus in that we have developed a vaccine for the flu. There are things that are preventative measures that are there for the flu, but people still are resistant to those facts. I myself have to convince an entire clinic of people to take the flu vaccine every year. And the misinformation is what happens with vaccines and what happens with people that are resistant to medical facts. So, of course, the media perception and perpetualization of the fear is going to be a thing. That's what media does. That's how they get people to pay attention. But if anything, this should just be a platform to understand that, yes, this is an event. This is a dangerous situation. This is something that has globally transpired around the world very quickly. And this is what could happen with any different type of virus, because there's only one way that the world goes. The world will end with a global virus. All that the medical community continues to do is prevent those things, and people are resistant to even the ones that we have figured out. So to hope that the mob of everyone is going to then jump to the fact that we have this one figured out, it's more dangerous, these are the facts and the ways that you prevent it, but at the same time, this is a new thing, and now this is a new fear, and we don't have a prevention for that. If anything good comes from this situation, hopefully more people just get the flu vaccine and prevent themselves from the already epidemic that we have, a preventable thing to prevent.
Richard, I want to ask you, as a medical professional, what would be the point where, all right, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you're one of the medical liaisons to the IOC, International Olympic Committee. Where would it need to go with this coronavirus outbreak for you to recommend, if you were in that position, we need to postpone the Olympics?
You'd need to see multiple person-to-person transmissions, and then you would need to understand that epidemic does not have a stop point. That if we had the flu vaccine is something that is made to a certain amount of strains for the flu every year. There's people that get the flu vaccine and then still get the flu because they have got a different strain of that flu vaccine that didn't work for the virus that they caught. But in this situation, there is no end point to that. And so my suggestion, or any medical professional suggestion, is going to be that if there is person-to-person transmission of this virus that has traveled around the world as quickly as it has, that any kind of mass gathering of people from all over the world to make a nexus for this infection would be something they should just postpone immediately. And it would be the same hype and the same outrage as everything that had to do with Zika a couple years back, whenever it was to do with Brazil. If you look now on the CDC website, everywhere you search for Zika will have the same level of threat. Almost all over the world has the same level of threat because there is no active cases of Zika, but the danger still persists. But at this point, it's not just that the danger persists, that it's there. It's that if there is person-to-person transmission, then applying and making and formulating a nexus of all the world's athletes from every world country in one situation is the worst possible situation to deal with that.
That's why you just postpone it. And you wait a year. If you have to wait 2 years to have the Olympics, it's every 4 years. I don't think it would be an issue. And the reality, as a medical professional, I'll ask you about this coronavirus before I let you go, Richard, and I really appreciate your medical insight here. What's the end game in this?
I mean, there's a sad end game and there's a real end game. The real end game is that we don't really know the level that the virus is at from where it began, because it began in a place like China where information is so structured on how it gets out and how it comes forward. But at the same time, we've already seen how quickly this virus can transmit around the world. And so when it comes to whether we should move forward into a dangerous situation, the obvious answer is no.
How do we stop 12,000 to 61,000 people dying a year of the flu in America? How do we stop that? I mean, that to me, again, what I said earlier, Richard, was I'm not going to have a power poll or rankings on viruses or diseases, but 12 to 61,000 a year dying of the flu seems to be an alarming number to me.
It is an alarming number, but those 12 to 61,000 people, I guarantee you, were either offered or had the option to take a flu vaccine that did not.
And then you look at coronavirus, there's no end game right now to that, to use a game in a serious connotation.
Right.
So
see it as a platform that needs to be understood, that yes, this is a dangerous thing, but also there's this other dangerous thing that people are using to rationalize why this other dangerous thing is not as dangerous. But at the exact same point, the flu is something that we can prevent, and it's something that people actively make a choice to not prevent.
Are we close to a vaccine from anything you've read? And you probably have different paths to information than most of us do. Are they close to any vaccines?
They're not close to having a vaccine on the coronavirus. No, it's too much of an unorthodox transmission of a disease. Most places in the world do not eat the things that were eaten to provide the animal to human contact that has to be available for a virus like this to exist.
Richard, thank you. That was a wonderful 8 minutes. Great background on the coronavirus and the flu. I appreciate your input when it comes to the Olympics and also sporting events. Wow, that was good. Hey, you get medical professionals. We all have a right to our opinion. But you get the medical professionals and, gosh, you hear him talk there and you're like, okay, it's real, I get that, but that, so 12 to 61,000 people could avoid dying by just taking the vaccine in America because of the flu? You know, they make They make health insurance mandatory. Again, I'm not one for government intervention, but how's that not a requirement if 12 to 61,000 people are dying of the flu? By the way, five Italian top flight soccer games have been postponed this weekend due to concerns over the coronavirus outbreak. Initially, the matches were scheduled to be played behind closed doors with no fans, but following an increase in cases in Italy, the games have been called off. And among the matches canceled is the top-of-the-table clash between title holders Juventus and Inter Milan in Turin. Man. Thank you, Richard. That was well done. Appreciate you tuning in on 105.3 in the Metroplex. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Grillo McKeon, we're all having some really in-depth conversation when it comes to this coronavirus. And front and center would be the world's biggest sports stage, the Olympics in Japan. And I think they're talking in late April, early May, looking at where the coronavirus is at. And McKeon asked me, am I concerned? Yeah, as a father, I am concerned. When I went through that 2 weeks of having that god-awful flu, you know, I wash my hands more. I look at my children and you get to school and I understand that. But where I'm at on this, and when you look at the flu, and when you look at the debate over the flu vaccine, is this an epidemic? I get there's no cure for a virus, but everybody who gets it isn't dying. And again, I'm not, 3,000 people is 3,000 people too many. I want you to understand where I'm at. That if there's a need, like in Italy, where they're canceling soccer matches this weekend, just to be safe, do it. Cancel the Olympics and have them the following summer. You know, if everybody was dying from this, then it would, because the media and Facebook and Twitter and where we're at today in this sports world and the real world. What's fake? What's real? What's hype? And what's this trying to get us riled up? I don't know. I'm being serious. You know, you could read the story from ESPN, major North American professional sports leagues are talking to health officials and informing teams about the coronavirus outbreak that has led to the first reported death in the U.S. Officials from the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball say they are all consulting with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other organizations on a regular basis about the coronavirus. A man in his 50s died from the virus in Washington, state officials reported today. There are no immediate plans to cancel or postpone games or have them held in empty stadiums or arenas. Some of those contingencies have taken place in other countries, including Italy, where soccer matches were postponed until May. Some have been postponed until May. Pro sports in the U.S. for now are going on as scheduled, though leagues are closely monitoring the situation. The NBA and NHL are in their regular seasons, and Major League Baseball and spring training in Arizona and Florida with opening day less than a month away. The health and safety of our employees, teams, players, and fans is paramount, the NBA said in a statement. We are coordinating with our teams and consulting with the CDC and infectious disease specialist on the coronavirus and continue to monitor the situation closely. CJ McCollum of the Portland Trailblazers posted on Twitter that he's officially taken a break from signing autographs after an Oregon resident was diagnosed. He tweeted, "The coronavirus has officially hit Oregon, more specifically Lake Oswego. Make sure y'all washing y'all hands with soap for 20 or more seconds and covering your mouth when you cough. I am officially taking a break from signing autographs until further notice. Sincerely, CJ." And that was from earlier this afternoon. Reading from the story, the new virus that first emerged in China in December has infected more than 85,000 people, that's worldwide, and caused more than 2,900 deaths. There have been 62 reported cases in the U.S. compared to 1,128 in Italy. The NHL, which has seven teams based in Canada, is in contact with personnel from the CDC and Public Health Canada. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said by email, the NHL has not considered any cancellations. Now, again, when I look at some of these numbers, I don't want to, and I said this at the top of the hour when we began this discussion, I'm not ranking diseases. I'm not a medical expert. We had a doctor from Dallas call, Richard, in a wonderful 8 minutes, very informative. I just, is the alarm being sounded needed everywhere in the world? We don't know. You know, we were talking about the flu and how many people are in the U.S. and there's 12,000 to 61,000 who die of the flu per year in America. And I think McKeon had a good point where those numbers are, they're infants, they're elderly, they're in line with other medical issues that happen in this country. And then worldwide, when you see, and I don't want to use the word only, 3,000 people, close to 3,000 who have died, and 85,000 have been infected. And you get people just taking the safe route, which I'm all for. That you're just not going to have mass gatherings of people. And in the U.S., there have been 62 reported cases. 1,128 in Italy. And Italy's canceling soccer games. That's their NFL. They're tied, you know, Juventus, Inter Milan, they're top shelf soccer, one of the best leagues in the world. The story goes on to say Major League Baseball has also been actively monitoring the outbreak for some time and been in touch with the CDC and Health and Human Services. It is providing guidance to club staff members and players that mirror CDC recommendations. Churchill Downs is using the time left before the Kentucky Derby in early May to watch as the situation develops before hosting horse racing's biggest event. "We still have a great deal of time to monitor and react," Churchill Downs said in a statement. "We also will learn from others as they hold events over the next number of weeks. We are consulting with relevant authorities and will take any and all necessary steps to ensure the safety of all who attend and participate." I also read a story in Japan before they just shut down the fans coming in. They were testing for fever or fevers from the fans coming in. And in the world we live in today, where politics, Twitter, Facebook, fake news, real news, blowing up stories for the sake of creating not fear, but maybe more conversation than that's needed on a particular subject, right? I live in a world where I don't know when I look at Twitter or Facebook or you see a story pop up and you wonder, is it fake or is it real? Now, no U.S. pro sports leagues have decided to start postponing games. Colleges, no one's doing it because I think you step back into the point I said when I started this hour. You look at the fact that there are 62, was that the number? 62 reported cases in this country. Now, as McKeon said earlier about, 12 to 61,000 people dying the flu, and as Richard, the doctor from Dallas, I think he's a doctor, medical professional we'll use, I don't know his official title, told us about 30 minutes ago that they choose not to take the flu vaccine. That's part of it. And that compared to how many people we have in this country, 330 million or so, I don't have the official census, that's not a staggering number. Well, when you only have 62 reported cases in 50 states, at this time, like the pro sports leagues are doing, there isn't a need to end mass gatherings. There isn't with 62 reported cases. And 85,000 people worldwide and close to 3,000 people have died from it. It's serious. I said it at the start of this hour, and I'll stick with that. This is a serious issue, which sports is a big part of the conversation beyond looking for a vaccine, the medical side of this, quarantines, everything you have going on. Sports and the coronavirus is in the conversation, led by the Olympics in Japan and what you will do. And Japan has been, in Asia, there, Vietnam's not allowing any soccer games. I mean, they are being ultra cautious because they're close to China, where this started. So I want your feedback on the Olympics are canceling, sports. Would you go to, if there's a mass, if those numbers start going crazy in America, 62 becomes 6,200 next week, becomes 15,000 a month from now. Oh, you bet. Shut down schools. Kids don't go to school. Only necessary employees to work. No Major League Baseball games. I'm cool with that because sports, our lives and livelihoods are more important. But I walk along this line, and is everybody just lining up and overreacting, which I don't think they are in America. I don't, or in Asia, or in Italy. You have a right to be cautious. You do. Man, could you imagine? Like Italy, Japan, other countries, if they just shut down the sports. I could see why they would do it if it gets to epidemic levels. I want your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. And at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.